Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for being part of the Power Hour today. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We appreciate you so very much. And you do not want to miss this next hour on the Power Hour. You do not want to miss Dr. Doug Rocky. Amazing man with an amazing story telling the truth. He is a true whistleblower in all the senses of the word. Let me get back to the health news before we get into other health news that is not so encouraging. But celery and artichokes, do you wonder why they are so powerful? Did you know they can kill cancer cells? Prevent Disease says that celery, artichokes, and herbs, especially Mexican oregano, all contain powerful flavonoids that wipe out diseased cancer cells. They contain what is called apigenin and luteolin, which kill pancreatic cells in the lab by inhibiting an important enzyme. Now, that was according to two University of Illinois studies. Then there is something called dehydrated my oregano. It makes your kitchen smell so good. But I dehydrated oregano. You just put it in your dehydrator for a few hours. It dries really fast. Put it into a jar, and you've got your whole season now, winters and fall and winters worth of oregano. Try it. And Camu Camu. Oh, no, wait a minute. The health benefits of sea buckthorn. I want to talk about that. It is a superfruit. It contains omegas 3, 6, and 9, and the rare 7s, as well as a host of antioxidants and other nutrients. Okay, it is a superfruit grown in the Himalayas. It is a superior source of vitamins and minerals. The fruit primarily grows high in those mountains. It is called holy fruit there. Multiple uses. It contains B1, B2, K, C, A, and E, folic acid, 60 antioxidants, 20 minerals. What does it do? Treats gastrointestinal disorders, including ulcers, reverses gout, eliminates skin rashes, cures infections, improves sight, lessens eye soreness, promotes colon health, reduces inflammatory response to the body, improves mental clarity, helps in asthmatic conditions, on and on and on. Read about it at thepowerhour.com. Sea buckthorn, the miracle berry. I've had sea buckthorn juice, and I absolutely love it. Of course, it's put in with other fruit juices. Also, Camu Camu. Dr. Cass Ingram always talks about it when he's on the Power Hour. Why? It is a powerhouse of nutrients also. Do you know that Camu Camu, which is in the North American Urban Spice vitamin C items, contains 30 to 50 times the vitamin C of any botanical source in the world, 10 times the iron, 3 times the niacin, twice the riboflavin, and 50% more phosphorus than oranges and citrus fruits. It also has beta-carotene, potassium, calcium, bioflavonoids, antioxidants, and amino acids. The fruit has one of the highest concentrations of phytochemicals in the world. Camu Camu, C-A-M-U, C-A-M-U. And now the guayabano. Ever heard of it? You should have, because it is known as the custard apple or the sour sop fruit. It's deemed as one of the miracle cures for cancer. There have been various websites and claims that say guayabano from the tree to its leaves, bark, and fruit is capable of killing cancer cells naturally. Amazing stuff. But you don't know about it because the doctors in the white lab coats don't tell you. There's a way to break a sugar addiction in 3 simple steps. It's in the email blast. Check it out. And if you haven't signed up for the email blast, what are you thinking? You're missing out on incredible news stories. You heard yesterday from the director of cancer research at MD Anderson Cancer Center tell you that curcumin and turmeric work. Joining us today is someone who has helped to bring some sense to all of this. Dr. Doug Rocky is a depleted uranium expert. He earned his B.S. in physics, Western Illinois University. He got his M.S. and Ph.D., Master's and Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career spanned four decades to include combat duty in Vietnam and the Gulf War. He served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command's Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Teaching, Medical Response, and Special Operations Team, the 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team with the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during the Gulf War. We're going to be talking about that today. And the reason why things such as Army Regulation 700-48 are so important and are not being implemented, what that means to our troops. There's so many things I could say about Dr. Rocky, but I have to tell you, probably the greatest thing is he's telling the truth, and he has suffered for it. He suffers from and has been a victim of depleted uranium. Thank you so much, Dr. Rocky, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Wow, thank you, Joyce.
Pleasure to have you join us, Major Dr. Rocky, because you have been requested by many, many people to be back on the program over and over again because of the quality of information that you provide us, which is sort of juxtaposed to whatever the Pentagon would have to say to us today, unfortunately. Let's go back and revisit your military experience. I want people to appreciate, you know, I could tell them what you did, but that's not like you're telling them what you really did in the military. Would you mind just sharing that for our listeners?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I go back many years. It's over 40 years. And when I first enlisted in the U.S. Air Force back in 1967, I ended up as a bomb nav hard hat flying combat missions on B-52s over Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, you know, all over the place into southern China. And at that time, my responsibility was maintain, operate, fix, optimize the bombing systems on a B-52. What's real neat is U.S. Air Force Museum at Dayton, Ohio, in their latest journal, the Friends Journal, did a story about what I did in Vietnam. It's totally incredible to have it come out after 40-odd years. And went back in, eventually got out September of 1971, went to college, got recalled to active duty for OCS for the first time in summer of 74, but got out, the war ended, you know, they didn't need me, I already had my years in, you know, had full discharge, I was gone. 1980, the Illinois Army National Guard came after our team, not just me, our team that was all right here that was formed at the University of Illinois, specialized in nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, hazardous material response, emergency services, all of that. And 1983, went to the U.S. Army Reserve by request to be an instructor. And then lo and behold, 1986, 19 years after it came in, when most people think about retirement, a guy showed up from Army headquarters and did plop, plop, fizz, fizz. You're going from a senior NCO to a second lieutenant.
Wow.
And that was fascinating. I mean, we're teaching nuclear, biological, chemical warfare in the Midwest. And one weekend, I go in on teaching. I got Army Staff Sergeant stripes on and was up for E7. And the next weekend, I went back in, and all they did was rip off the stripes and put on the bar. I mean, the same uniform. So you had the uniform with all the stripes that had been on there for years and years and years. And now all of a sudden, there was a bar on. And then we went to Desert Storm, and I can't even begin to describe that. We were sent over very specifically with the mission to bring him back alive. Again, the chemical and biological known, because, again, we have to come back and revisit that. The U.S. Army gave the Iraqis sarin, cyclosarin, all of the stuff, all the biologicals, to include anthrax and West Nile virus, which is now plaguing the United States. That's a U.S. Army biological weapon. After Desert Storm, with all those projects between the Chem Bio, the Capture Equipment Project, the depleted uranium project, which turned into a mess, we started doing all of the congressional investigations and testimony. We ended up getting the U.S. Army Environmental Policy Institute study started, and I was totally involved in that. That began in December of 1992. And then from there, and you've seen all these documents, we actually wrote a brief that ended up having General Eric Shinseki, who at that time was a general, and then became Chief of Staff of the Army and now Secretary of the VA, he ended up writing the order requiring mandatory medical care, mandatory environmental remediation and training for everybody, which got me back on active duty again in 1994 as the Director of the Depleted Uranium Project. It's hard to think that's 20 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, 20 years ago. when we did all of this stuff, and it still has not changed. And so he signed all the Army regulations, again, follow up on the medical directives that are still not complied with, whether they're using depleted uranium in combat or they're using depleted uranium over here in Indiana, south of Jefferson Proving Ground, or they're totally trashed Vieques, Puerto Rico. And we know they've totally trashed Hawaii, both on the main island of Hawaii itself and Oahu. So it's just been a catastrophic trip. When we started teaching all this so many years ago for the Army by request, and our team put it together, and I was one of the guys that helped write it and put it together and go out and teach it, we had the dream and the hope that health and environmental effects of war would be mitigated, and we wouldn't see incredible numbers of casualties. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, you know, from Desert Storm, we've got over 300,000 that have applied for disability with the VA. That's we're over 50% of the 50, over well over 50%. And then when we look at all of the soldiers who went to Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation New Dawn, and all the other stuff they're doing, the casualty rate for both the active duty and the reserves, again, is well over 50%. And it's all acknowledged, the Institute of Medicine acknowledged it last January, as we've been saying for years and years and years. This isn't bullets and bombs. It's complex toxic exposures from our failures to protect our troops, provide proper training, from the weapon systems that we use, from the destruction that we wrought, releasing all of these contaminants in the environment. And medical care is delayed, denied, and ineffective, and it's not going to cease. I mean, the latest data has the backlog for the at the Veterans Benefit Administration for claims at right at 750,000.
You know, I want to stop you there. I want to stop you there. That is huge. That is so huge for people to understand that. But why are there 750,000 claims? And not necessarily those that have had legs blown up or IEDs, of course, with the detonators from Minneapolis, which I think is important to understand. But I want to go back. Let's go back to Kuwait. The captured weapons project there. Because I want people to understand how it is that we know the depleted uranium is a problem, given the fact that we had equipment and there were exposures in Kuwait at that time. Explain what you were called in to assess in Kuwait.
Well, what had happened is they decided to use depleted uranium munitions because the intel said that the Iraqi armor and everything was so invincible that we didn't have our conventional weapon system wouldn't it work, okay? And so with the completion of the ground war, this is in February 28th of 1991 or so, all of a sudden an order came on down from the Pentagon to General Schwarzkopf, and the order said, find Doug Rocky and his team, find Doug Rocky, tell him by name to go clean up the depleted uranium friendly fire mess and all these other assessments. Well, you know, to this day I still can't figure out God obviously had a hand in this, but the Army also had a hand. They had to get something done, but they didn't really want anything done. Do you understand?
Right. They wanted it to look like they were making every effort to do something, weren't they?
Yeah, that was it. And it was so astonishing because they got called over at 3rd MedCom headquarters and they said, you've been requested by a direct order from the Pentagon and General Schwarzkopf, Chief of Staff, and General Schwarzkopf himself, and obviously Chief of Staff signed him for the general, have assigned, reassigned you to the Army Material Command to do all this work. And I go, okay, you know. And I think what they have been looking at is myself and the others got assigned, our team, and you have to understand, we weren't active duty Army. We were Reserve and National Guard guys, civilians, not active duty Army. And that goes a lot to say how broken the active duty Army is in training and development and education and preparation. And, again, to say, you know, would they do the right thing? All these guys are looking for their next promotion, next job, and not looking at what needs to get done to clean up the mess and provide medical care. And so it took us 3 months. We had to go up. We had to decontaminate, assess, identify, collect, secure, clean up the body parts. I mean, think about this. The guys got all shot up in friendly fire, you know, in DU munitions and the Abrams and Bradleys. But when they got hit, their body parts were just left all over the tank. Well, you know, we just scrape those up and put them in a plastic bag. You know, what can you do, right? Jerry Weitz, vehicles. You know, again, one of the most famous and all the stuff that happened to Jerry Wheat. Even though I ordered his medical care right when it happened to his commander, he never got it. You know, that's all gone around. He developed cancer from the embedded DU, which is still ravaging everybody. And the rest of his crew, you know, it got all blown apart, and we just scraped the body parts up. But all of that happened under the Captured Equipment Project, which is all connected. We did the assessment of what the Iraqi equipment was and how good it was. And I had the chemical and biological assessment portion of the Captured Equipment Project, and all that, and it's all written up in the official records. And what we found out confirmed, absolutely, Iraq had chemical and biological weapons, no question about it. We found Scud missiles with the chemical agents, no doubt about it.
Okay, but, you know, don't just gloss over that. I want people to know, contrary to what the official position of the Pentagon is, there were captured biological and chemical weapons on that battlefield. I mean, we've even had reports of people flying in and be in C-130s, and they had a certain sign that they gave at the airport upon landing or prior to landing that showed that they had chemical and biological weapons on board so that they would know. So, you know, this was a different war than we were told for a lot of reasons. The reason that it was fought and what really happened during that war. We're going to be back after this four-minute break. We got plenty of time with Dr. Doug Rocky, and we're going to hear plenty at the Power Hour today. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Give you a little history because it sure helps to make it fit in place. Stay tuned. Joyce Riley in the Power Hour. To the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is played in honor of our guest today, Dr. Doug Rocky. He served in two branches of the military, and we're so glad to have him join us today. He is truly what the military is all about. You do the next right and honorable thing, and that's what we're doing here today, telling you what happened, really, really happened in the Gulf War. We were talking about the events that took place in Kuwait. There was friendly fire with depleted uranium, so we know the cause of what happened to the troops, why they develop so many cancers, because of the result of our people getting shot by our own weapons. And then there were exposures. Talk to us, Doug, Dr. Rocky, if you would please, about the exposures that we know happened during Desert Storm, going back to 91, and then we can bring us up to OIF and OEF later on. But what happened in Desert Storm? What kind of exposures did our troops get?
Well, there were so many exposures, you know, during Desert Storm, that it was very complex. We had all the chemical agents, okay? These are chemical warfare agents. These are called nerve agents. What we do know, and again, we have to come back and understand, you know, we made the decision in December 1990 to destroy all of Iraq's chemical and biological stockpiles. That's in General Schwarzkopf's autobiography, It Doesn't Take a Hero, on page 390. And there were well over 100 of those we destroyed. Well, the chemical agents that we knew that Iraq had, because, again, guess what? We gave most of them to them.
That's right.
And the Soviets gave them some, and British gave them some. You know, everybody, the Germans gave them some. Were sarin, cyclosarin, Tabun, Soman, VX, Multiple 7, and Novichok agents. Again, these are all your nerve agents. And that's why everybody had to take the pyridostigmine bromide, the PB tablets, even though we knew those were nerve agents themselves, would cause all of the neurological problems without the antidote. But if you did, if you got hit by any of the actual agents and you didn't lock up the receptor sites with the pyridostigmine bromide that's reversible with the antidotes, you wouldn't make it. So that's what happened there. We had the incredible level of immunizations. Anthrax, botulinum toxin, flu, gamma goblin, that's a GG, all your standard immunizations for the region, all of this stuff, incredible numbers. The anthrax vaccine was absolutely required because, again, I want to repeat, this is in the Regal Commission report for the U.S. Senate, This is in the document set for Beyond Treason, talked about in Beyond Treason. The anthrax vaccine was needed because the U.S. Army out of Fort Detrick, Maryland, my old buddies that did come over to the theater and try to stop us, actually had sent weaponized anthrax to Iraq to use on the Iranians and the Iraqi Kurds. So it was a known thing. So we knew they had it, and we had to give the anthrax vaccine. We knew the vaccine was inadequate because it was for the cutaneous type and not for inhalation or respiratory type anthrax. The other thing we didn't have was there was nowhere near enough doses. So what they did do is they used squalene as an adjuvant in order to change the number of doses that were available. If you had standard adjuvant with anthrax, you had one dose. If you used squalene, you got 50 doses out of one dose.
Mm.
Because of the way it worked to make the immunization site, you know, more susceptible to get the antibodies created. And so you had the anthrax vaccine. All the critical medical problems from that vaccine, again, totally documented and stated and known. The Department of Veteran Affairs guidance of physicians very specifically states all the health effects from anthrax that we see, but they disavow it publicly. So we had all those incredible, incredible problems. Again, you can confirm all this is called in with the Metcalf report. The U.S. Congress, Office of, you know, Congressman Jack Metcalf back in 2000, total congressional report on the role of squalene and everything else. Then we had all the radiological materials. We had radiological materials and equipment that was throughout the, you know, in our inventory that we used. Then what happened is we destroyed all of these sites that had radiological materials in it, releasing all of that. So incredible, incredible problems. The other thing from the Captured Equipment Project, and this is, you know, officially noted in the official Army reports and documents and now manuals that have been put out that are supposed to be used to protect the troops, but the troops don't see them ever, is all the Iraqi equipment had incredible amounts of radioactive materials in it. All the artillery had all the radioactive dials and gauges. And all that stuff was destroyed, and everybody was released, and there was no safety on that.
All right, we got to go to another break. I'm sorry, 3 minute break. We will be back with Major Dr. Doug Rocky after this 3 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce Ryan.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries. You're listening to a special encore of The Power Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, dedicated to all of you who served for the right reasons. And they're still doing the next right and honorable thing, like our guest today, Dr. Doug Rocky. We're so pleased to have him join us. Let me remind you that the way we stay on the air is you support us by purchasing from the Power Mall. And we have at the Power Mall Beyond Treason. Now, Dr. Rocky stars in, he is the star in Beyond Treason. If you want to hear him tell the story of all of this, it's in Beyond Treason, a documentary that also contains a CD-ROM of over 3,000 pages of documents that the Pentagon would just as soon we not have. But we got it, we backed it all up, and it's pretty much the gold standard on depleted uranium and on the information, what happened to our troops. It goes back and exposes the experiments all the way back to the atomic veterans. So please, please get a copy of this. You know, I would like to see this just all over the world, getting attention to where they cannot ignore the issue of the health of our military. It's not for the sake of selling it. And I want Rosie to put it on a really good special today and also offer the vet version at no charge to go along with the DVD of Beyond Treason so you can give it to a vet. Because just think about this. If we could get just thousands of these out there, and we have given away thousands to the veterans of the vet versions, then they're going to have to take notice and address this issue. So please help us in doing that. Beyond Treason, starring Dr. Doug Rocky, available at the Power Mall. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And we've got lots of specials at the Power Hour. And remember, if you order $50 or more, you're going to get the DVD of Sam Bushman. He who owns the media makes the rules. That's our own Sam Bushman, Liberty Radio News Network. He is an incredible man who is doing so much to expose the media. And he gives you examples in there of how they function and how they obliterate, basically, the truth in the news. Getting back to Major Dr. Doug Rocky, who joins us today, he is a whistleblower on depleted uranium, among other things, an incredible friend, and a wonderful human being. But we were talking about the exposures that were done in the Gulf War. There's so many. I mean, we haven't even mentioned oil well fires or what was in the sand, you know, being parasites, that kind of thing. But there's so much that was done to our troops intentionally in the form of an experiment. And then what happens after the war? After all these things are done, you ship the West Nile virus, the anthrax, to Iraq and expose our troops. And then they start saying, heaven forbid, you know, we're sick. Then what happens, Dr. Rocky?
Well, very simply, medical care is delayed, denied, and ineffective. What happened is we had all these exposures. Then we had, endemic diseases. We had all the hazard materials. General Fred Prank, 7th Corps commander, actually assigned me by name to clean up 7th Corps hazard waste dump. So the burn pit started in Desert Storm. They didn't start in OAF, OEF. Need to make very clear, and all the health effects of that go all the way back. We had all the incredible problems with pesticides. I actually wrote the report on the misuse of pesticide for the National Academy of Sciences and presented that. You know, at least we got that acknowledged. And we had all the biological agents, incredible numbers that had all the health effects. Beyond that, we had all oil well fires. I mean, Command Sergeant Major Jim Runge, Colonel Andres Corny Bach, Colonel Herb Smith, Colonel Dr. Tom Little, they're the ones that went up into the oil well assessment. Immediately, we put that plan together in my bedroom. Incredible. I mean, think about this. We put together in my bedroom at Escan Village for the command where we were down for 3rd MedCom. And, Andres and Jim are dead, and we can't find Tom, and Herb Smith has been very sick. You know, so 3 out of the 4 are gone that did that, and they put all the health effects out, immediately warnings. The list of toxins and everything else in the oil well smoke and everything is what are the worst toxins in history? Everything under the sun is in there. Then we had, obviously, all the depleted uranium and incredible problems. I mean, depleted uranium is not depleted. It's still highly radioactive. 300 milligrams per hour on contact within 6 inches from the beta and gamma. Tens of thousands in the alpha particles. So you have the external problems for the eyes and everything, and I've had an incredible number of eye surgeries, as everybody else has, from the DU exposure. The Internal Department of Defense documents confirm that, and that's how I get my surgery from the VA. They go, oh, it's here, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And well, I want you to admit it for everybody. They don't want to. So you got all that problem, then once the EU gets in the body, it's devastating. Yeah, I mean, we had the first cancers on our team, within 9 months, and again, the same thing we saw happen with the 442nd out of New York, the police and fire, who went in the World Trade Center and then went to Iraq. So they got double zapped. And then we see it all over the place. Same thing with the lung cancers. I mean, first lung cancers within 2 years and deaths, and all that stuff is known. When you get the what's called the Wakayama briefing, that's the internal briefing for the Department of Defense, the senior leadership back in 2002-2003. This is, again, with the document set, totally confirms all these health problems, include the cancers, all well known, and they're just totally disavowed because of the Los Alamos memorandum. The most astounding thing, I think, and I've showed people this document and they look at it, considering I was enlisted and non-commissioned officer and officer in the Army, to be handed a direct order to lie to avoid all the responsibility for health and environmental effects of depleted uranium, to lie in our report to avoid all liability has been devastating to me personally from the site, because here's an Army officer, okay, I got to do what's right, okay, they want me to clean it up. But then at the same time, they want me to lie to in order to avoid law liability.
Yes.
And that's what it's all been about from day one. Mm-hmm. The destruction of records, what happened during Desert Storm, and this is well-known, documented everything. Third MedCom loaded the medical records and our unit medical records, everybody's medical records and aconics. And when they went to our doctors, the guys that are gone now, our team, Bowers Raiders, went to unload the conexes with the medical records, all they found was empty conexes. And that didn't happen just in Desert Storm. I mean, most recently, again, major, major story, but again, it didn't get picked up by the evening news, didn't get picked up outside of the military, is the 82nd Airborne from Fort Gregg, North Carolina. Quote, Army admits thousands of war records are missing current time. So all these guys that went over with the 82nd Airborne, current time, Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, they can't get their medical care. They can't prove they were there unless they can do something because their records have disappeared. One day there was a fire. And it comes on down to the same thing. Our good old buddies, Dr. Mikey Kilpatrick, Bernie Rochker, and everybody don't want the truth out. So they have to get rid of the medical records. They have to get rid of the records on deployment. They have to get rid of the records showing that, you know, the same on our team, that we did all this work. We were there. They disavow it, even though it's all thoroughly there. Well, in some cases, we got medical records and personal records, like my group, and we did. We kept a lot of copies. But these other kids, they can't get their medical care. The post-deployment physical assessment form, 2796. Every unit commander is supposed to do this when they come back from deployment. Goes over the whole medical history, what's happened, what they saw, what they did, where they were. As the GAO, Investigative Armed Congress, confirmed, most of those disappeared. We had unit commanders simply refused to do it, even with congressional intervention, refused to comply with the mandate to give the physical as they come out from deployment. So now you don't have anything. There's no record. So now when you go to apply for your VA disability, there's no evidence that you were there. There's no evidence that you got sick. The line of duties weren't done. Like my line of duty for all the DE work was simply refused by the command surgeon for the Army Material Command, even though they, at the same time, they're saying, we're not going to give you a line of duty, but Doug, you got super zap. Go get medical care. I mean, the myth and the lies have to be sustained. In other words, we went to war and we did all this stuff for the right reasons, and there were no casualties and no contamination. There's no huge number of U.S. casualties, no huge number of non-combatant or enemy casualties, and they're staggering, and it's not bullets or bombs. It's not wounded in action. It's complex, toxic exposures where it's everything together. It was never one thing. It was you got hit by so many things. Mm-hmm. That the levels of exposure could be very, very low, but they affect the same physiological system. And as a flight nurse and combat nurse and nurse yourself, Joyce, you know that all this stuff, when you affect multiple systems and get hit by the same thing affecting the same system, the physiological system is just destroyed, correct?
Yes, but let me just say that they had to do this, and they had to come out with this after the RAND Corporation and the Institute of Medicine study they spent gazillions of dollars on to finally say, gee, we can't find a single cause for the Gulf War illness, which worked perfectly into what you just said. And I want you to, that statement you just said, the myths and the lies have to be sustained. The myths and the lies had to be sustained. In other words, they even had to go and destroy, not just the 82nd Airborne records, but they had to destroy medical records. And I even had a Medical Service Corps, MCS, who contacted me and showed me a copy of a memo that said, report with a negative on how many Gulf War veterans records exist. I mean, that means right there, destroy all those records. Report with a negative. I mean, the criminality of what went on and what is still going on today is beyond what most people can assimilate in their brains, because we hear the Army Air Corps song, or we hear the Air Force song, or we hear the Marine song. We love America. It's all about, you know, apple pie, and the president got a new dog. And yet we've got military people dying like yourself who have done the next right and honorable thing. And the betrayal trauma that they experience is beyond anything that an average person who's not served in the military can understand. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it's devastating because, again, you have to sustain the myth that we went to war for good reasons and there were no help in environmental effects. And that we have no responsibility. I mean, when we put the Army regulations together for depleted uranium and put all the medical directives together, we knew what the problems were. We knew what needed to be done, okay? General Shinseki ordered it to be done. We did it. And then we gave the regulations to him, and he signed them. Then he ignored them. I think one of the most thing is there's been changes. I mean, Colonel John Gingrich, who is chief of staff of the VA for a bunch of years, got fired finally. When you go to his official report, most recent report on depleted uranium, he says there were no health effects and everybody's been providing medical care. There were only a handful of people. They provide following basic ADP from day one. I had over 424 individuals on my team alone that never got the medical care. We had friendly fire casualties that never got medical care. When we sent them to medical care, I mean, one of the guys that went up to the war injuries clinic, they literally put him in MRI, moved the DU shrapnel that was left in his body by direct order, and paralyzed him.
Mm.
I mean, it just never ends.
Wow.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. But, I mean, you know, and I know, you know, you and I both know the young man that was put in an MRI machine with friendly fire in his body, with shrapnel in his body. It literally, the magnet of the MRI picked up his body off the bed. He was screaming in pain and torture. So not only do they do these kinds of things to them, you know, inflict them with shrapnel. And I've seen so many people who've come forward and said, you know, that they said they couldn't prove where the shrapnel came from. You know, what they got it from the 7-Eleven going home at night after buying a soft drink? I don't think so. And so their lives have been complicated with more and more lies to cover the previous lies so that people like Schwartz Coughlin can and Colin Powell can look like a hero that they are not.
Yeah, one of the things that we looked on, again, outside of Bowers Raiders and everything, we always hoped that the senior leaders and command staff would come forth and tell the truth and help us. But that's not going to happen. You know, they're looking for their next job. They're looking to sustain their pay. They're looking to sustain their retirement and everything. So they come out in direct violation of Los Alamos Memorandum, which is still the driving force, and tell the truth about the health and environment of DU, much less everything else. It all falls apart. For example, I mean, and you've been instrumental in getting this document out, Admiral Elmo Zumwalt back in 1990 wrote a formal report on the health and environmental effects of Agent Orange for the VA. They didn't want anybody to see that.
That's right.
You know, when we went up and testified at the National Academy of Science Institute of Medicine, I mean, Admiral Zumwalt testified, Frank Sauer testified, then I testified, then Denise Nichols testified. He lied through his teeth. We totally got up there and contradicted him and told the truth and proved it with all the documents, and he wouldn't talk to us afterwards. I mean, him and Mike, Colonel Mike Nalen, we were all goody-buddy-buddy two-shoes beforehand, but when they lied and then we told the truth, it was different. Well, after Elmo Zumwalt died, obviously, you know, the family, you know, wanted all this stuff out, and eventually it all got out. You've got it in the Beyond Treason video. It's in the web, you know, in the document set with Beyond Treason. So individuals can actually get the formal report that General Admiral Elmo Zumwalt were confirming the health and environment of Agent Orange, confirming the lies, the cheating, the stealing to avoid liability in the report, in this congressional testimony. I have Vietnam vets that we, you know, once we got the document, okay, and we handed the whole entire document to them, they then submitted it with their claim for Agent Orange, and guess what? They got 100%.
Wow.
But if you go to the VA today, I know in the Danville VA, you will not find the report on the library shelf. You won't find it accessible to the physicians and doctors.
No, you know, in about 1998, we put that online at GulfWarVets.com, and it's been on there, and I have, every time I'm on Coast to Coast, I tell them, you know, everybody to download it, take it to the VA, and say, we need to talk. Because in there, it shows that basically Admiral Zumwalt sacrificed his own son. I mean, it is so sad that he put out a document not for public review or not for public to see, in which he exposed all the causation of Agent Orange, the reason for it, the cancers that ensued, while they were denying it for compensation for people that were exposed to this.
Yeah, I mean, my own doctors haven't seen it. And then, again, the director, the Danville VA, the one that had Emma Metcalf, is now gone, history, you know, thank God. They'll get a new one. We have no idea who's going to come in as of the other day. But, again, these individuals, deliberately and willful, I mean, this is part of the VA. The VA thing is if they hide the truth and hide the information from the troops, the sick troops and the family members, if they prevent the stuff, then they get bonuses. I mean, Congress is looking at all these bonuses for the VA leaders saying, wait a minute, you guys are failing beyond comprehension, and yet you're getting a bonus? Well, they're getting a bonus because they're doing their job. They're keeping the liability down. They're preventing the information from getting out. That's what really is happening. You know, it's a concerted effort because you have to come on back to it. General Shinseki personally issued the order for mandatory medical care for all DU casualties in August of 1993. He personally issued the order mandating medical care, environmental remediation, and training.
That's right, and it's not being given to the troops, and still they're being exposed to even more in spades in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth, and you know it's hard to hear because you don't want to know this kind of information. You don't want to know the sordid underbelly of what the military is used for. But unfortunately, we have to look at it, and I cannot tell you how many people's lives have been saved as a result of Dr. Rocky coming forward, telling the truth about what happened in Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and OIF and OEF, and then letting us know that information so that you have the ability to talk to your children, show them Beyond Treason. Now, Rosie's put together a special, and you're going to get the Beyond Treason for $10, plus you will get the vet version that goes along with Beyond Treason, which is about 45 minutes longer to give to a vet. And then you will also get Dr. Doug Rocky at a conference that he did telling this whole story. So you're going to get a lot of information on the subject of depleted uranium, the vaccines, the experiments, and the agenda behind all this. So please take advantage of ordering that from the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. Now, Dr. Rocky, when we talk about what happened with the Agent Orange veterans that you're mentioning, the document, which is at gulfwarvets.com, and we will link that to today's program so that you can see it. You know, the atomic veterans, Project White Coat, the chemical exposures, all of the things that have taken place in the name of experimentation on our military, exposing them to biologicals and chemicals and oil well fires, which were intentionally set by our own special forces. All of these things were done to our troops, but we have to say, okay, what was the agenda behind this? When we look at all of this, how do you respond when somebody says, but why would our government do that to its own people?
They didn't care. The whole idea is kill and destroy. I mean, the whole thing is you're going to go into combat, you're going to war, you want to destroy the enemy's resources, you want to kill the enemy. And you're going to do it as effectively and whatever tool you have available and destroy everything they have. And there's no concern and no consideration about the health and environmental effects. You know, one thing comes on down to the troops think we're all Superman. We all leap, you know, four-story buildings in a single bound, we can run all day and everything else. And therefore, you're immune to all these things. It's as if, well, we use them, but we're immune. It's going to affect the enemy, but we're immune. And that's nonsense. I mean, it's complete, total nonsense. But that's the hoo-ha mentality and everything that's put into you through basic training, the military beliefs, and everything else. The struggle both you and I as military officers, Joyce, I mean, you're an Air Force nurse, an Air Force officer, and the struggle we have is the fact that we still want to belong and believe to the system. We still want to be there, still have the expectation that they're going to provide medical care for us when we get sick or we get wounded or injured or whatever. And then you have the realization it ain't going to happen. And then, as a fact, the PTSD, post-traumatic stress stuff, is devastating. I mean, the PTSD for myself and realization and all this other stuff, I mean, definitely affected me beyond comprehension, finally had to admit it, is that, number one, you're going from complete tranquility to sheer terror in a nanosecond going back and forth. That's the fear factor of the PTSD, the unknown, going from tranquility to terror beyond comprehension in nanoseconds multiple times. Then the other stuff with the PTSD is incredible levels, and as a nurse you understand it, but talk about incredible levels of neurotoxicity. In other words, you don't have a mental illness, you have a physiological damage to the brain or the body system so they don't function and all that stuff. And then the last part, and this is again goes to the Los Alamos Memorandum and everything else that's been happening, is a realization, oh, my God, I was lied to.
Yeah.
I mean, sort of like back in the 60s, we all bought off in Vietnam. I went to Vietnam, killed and destroyed and made sure systems could be worked. And then I come to find out some years later, totally confirmed the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. That was Johnson and McNamara made it up.
All right, we've got a 1 minute, 10 second break. We will be back with Dr. Rocky, and we're going to talk about how those troops are today. Then we're going to take your phone calls at 855-995-6923.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
ThePowerMall.com. We really appreciate your support, your prayers, your donations, all the above. Of course, if you've never purchased from us before, if you're a new listener, you put in the code FIRST10, F-I-R-S-T, the number 10, at checkout. You'll get a discount. Or if you're calling Jay, or if you haven't purchased in a long time, why not? Check it out. Support us. Give a donation. Pray for us. So thank you so much for your support. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.